with George Friedman, the founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures. And we're looking at Ukraine war and how both sides are staring at each other with no movement on the battlefield of significance after the counteroffensive. There are more weapon systems coming all the time. The Russians are re-energizing their front lines all the time. We had a headline in these last days about Russians using wave attacks of convicts, all kinds of grotesque stories. At the same time, the war in the Middle East is demanding all eyeballs, as far as I can tell. The leaders of Europe, Mr. Sunak, Mr. Macron, Mr. Schultz, Ms. Maloney, have all visited Israel to stand by Bibi Netanyahu. The offensive in the Gaza is delayed, we're told, because the U.S. is rushing air defenses, and we still have Ukraine. So how would Ukraine end without just rearming, you know, a pause while we get more bullets? George, you point to 1945, and despite the, what you'd have to say, motive to level Germany, motive to level Japan for their war crimes, that was not done. What works, George? What would work for Russia?
Well, Russia had one fear, which was that NATO or the United States would rush quickly to take Moscow. I don't think there's ever a possibility of that, but I think the Russians had to get to worst case. So what is the second thing the Russians want? The Russians want to be part of the advanced industrial world, advanced technical world. They have a great deal of raw materials to sell, a great workforce. But what they really want to do is enter the first tier of industrial products. The United States can give them that. The United States can give them that not as a government employee, but American companies were invested in Russia and want to be invested in Russia. So the thing we can offer the Russians that would give them settlement would be, okay, you accept that you did not take Ukraine, perhaps you gave a small piece of it, and we agree to facilitate the development of the Russian economy, which you want, and that would end it. Now, this still leaves the question, well, Ukraine accept that, because even without the United States, it has substantial forces, and it doesn't want to give any part of its country. Nevertheless, the U.S. can probably compel them to do so. We need to give Russia something that doesn't cost us much or it doesn't endanger us. And continuing the war endangers us. Therefore, let's try the other thing.
Yes, you mentioned that the U.S. government did not do Toyota or Daimler-Benz. That came out of the investment community into Japan and Germany. In fact, I remember reading some years ago the reason Germany was doing so well in manufacturing, that its year one was 1946, not 1926 or 1886 in an industrial base. That's still true. And Japan, the same. Is Russia ready for that? Because between the end of the Soviet Union and today, the Russian administration, the Russian regime went all natural resources all the time, not developing its consumer base. Are they ready to convert?
Yes, and that's because of China. The Russians don't like the Chinese all that much. They talk a great deal about it. But they look at China and see what China has done through industrial production and Western investment. And they look at the situation they're in so that even if the war ends, it's rather grim life. And they'll say, this can be done. They don't trust us to do it. And there has to be some building. But we have an interest in doing it. We need the war to stop. As the war goes on without an end, the ability of the Ukrainians to resist may decline enough that we have to bring in forces. We do not want to put our forces on the line. No American soldier has died in this war. So we have to have a solution that brings it to an end, brings it to an end with escalation, and gives Russia the confidence it has to have. That doesn't sound good. We don't want to give Russia the confidence. But if we take a look at, you know, what Russia could want, it's something we could give and radically reduce the danger of a war we're involved in.
George Friedman, the founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site I recommend. I'm John Nash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.